Allah Rabbul Izzah in the closing verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun indicates فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Exalted is Allah, the Sovereign, the Truth, the True Ilah. Allah is the True Ilah. La ilaha illa hu, there is no ilah but him. Huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem, he is the Rabb of the glorious throne. So Allah is sublime, he's exalted, and since he's the sovereign, and since he's the absolute master, it is impossible for him to leave loyal servants and sinners in suspended. As we indicated, that without afterlife, the life of this world is purposeless. The full results of good deeds and evil is not received in this world. Yes, someone does certain actions, they get some reward in this world. Others do good deeds, the reward is in the akhirat. But if everyone was just left as they are, to do as they please, and then they die and everything ends off, then the whole system of this world would have come to naught. The verses from verse number 115 till the end, from Afahasibtum till the end, there's special merit to these verses. It is these verses that form part of what is termed as the Manzil Dua, that is to be recited for cure against jinn and jadu. There's also a narration of Ibn Mas'ud that he came across a person was very sick, and he whispered something in the person's ears and the person became better. And Nabi Salsa asked him that what he had whispered in the sick man's ears. And he said that I read from verse number 115 to 118 in his ear. And Nabi Salsa said, I swear by Allah, who has the power over my life, that if a person with a genuine faith were to recite these verses on a mountain, the mountain itself may move from its place. Subhanallah. That is how powerful these verses are. Allah Rabbul Izzah reminds us by saying, وَمَنْ يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. He who calls on worship another ilah with Allah has no proof for it. Nothing can justify such a practice. لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُ. His reckoning is with Allah. Allah will judge his behavior. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. And the fact of the matter is that after Allah's judgment, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The kafirun will not succeed. So in the beginning of the surah, we came across the verse قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, which is the beginning of the surah. Successful indeed are the believers. And the surah ends off with إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Surely the infidels will not achieve success, which shows that success will come to the believers only, and the unbelievers will have no share in the success. The verse then continues, the verses in which Allah Rabbul Izzah says وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ, that we are told to say, O my Rabb, forgive our sins, warham, and show mercy towards us. Wa anta khayrul rahimin, and undoubtedly you are the best of those who show mercy. So we are told to continuously seek forgiveness. Allah teaches us a form of repentance. Overlook our faults and bestow your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. In this world and the year after, there's nothing difficult in the face of your limitless mercy. And the verses that we've been focusing on, there are numerous benefits that have been accrued and attained by those who have recited these verses with perpetuity. And as we come to the conclusion of the surah, we remind you of the dua of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught him. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That Allah, I've wronged myself greatly. Wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. And none forgives sins but you. Faghfirli, forgive me. Maghfiratan min indik, forgiveness from you. وَارْحَمْنِي, and have mercy upon me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely you are the forgiving and the merciful. Surely you are the forgiving and the merciful. So this brings us to the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun. By the favor and the enablement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Just to recap on the surah, a surah that contains 118 verses, a surah that is from among the Makki surahs, which deals with the fundamentals of Tawheed. The surah presents the proofs of Allah's power in oneness. The surah relates the stories of some of the Anbiya as a consolation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the torments he was experiencing at the hands of the polytheists. It relates the stories of Nuh Alayhi Salaam, Hud Alayhi Salaam, Musa Alayhi Salaam, Maryam Alayhi Salaam, and Hassan Isa. The surah also mentions the obstinacy of the people of Makkah in opposition to the truth. And despite there being clear signs, clearer than the sun, they didn't want to accept. The surah speaks about the terrors and the difficulties which the unbelievers experience when they are on the pangs of death, and that they will have the desire to return to this world to do good deeds. However, this will be impossible. And as we indicated, the surah concludes by talking about the day of Qiyamah, when the people will be divided into two groups, the fortunate and the unfortunate, and all positions of authority and all lineage will be severed, and nothing will be of any avail except for iman and good deeds. And the surah records the conversation between Allah, the all-powerful King, and the inmates of Jahannam, when they will be crying and no help will come to them. May Allah save us from being in that type of a position.